Today we're going to be doing a new case study over Joseph James D'Angelo. Welcome if you're new, and welcome back if you're old. Joseph was known as the Golden State Killer, as in, like, California Killer. He was born on November 8th, 1945, and married to Sharon Marie Huddle. This man was a serial killer, a rapist, a burglar, all in one. This is absolutely insane to me. Okay, so Joseph murdered 13 people, he raped 50 women, and committed 120 burglaries between 1973 and 1986. So that means in 13 years, he committed basically 183 crimes alone. And also, just to blow your mind, he was a former police officer of 3 years. So you'd think he'd, like, know better. In June 1976, the first reported rape that has been linked to the Golden State Killer took place in Sacramento County. This attack was followed by more assaults in the eastern part of Sacramento County. At this point in his criminal career, the Golden State Killer came to be known as the East Area Rapist. He would assault more than 40 women in the Northern California between 1976 and 1979. So that means in 3 years, he assaulted more than 40 women, so 13 per year, which means roughly one woman per month. Before he became a rapist and a murderer, the Golden State Killer was responsible for a series of burglaries in the Northern California city of Visalia in 1974 through 1975. The Visalia ransacker took small trophies from the homes he broke into and also spent time going through women's underwear drawers. In 1975, the ransacker attempted to kidnap a teenage girl, and then her father intervened and was killed. During these crimes, the Golden State Killer often spent hours in victims' homes, sometimes taking breaks from the assaults to eat or cry. He also stole personal items such as jewelry and photographs. Initially, he targeted women and girls who were alone with their children. Two of his victims were just 13 years old. By 1977, he was attacking couples. He would often break into a house, have a female victim tie up their male partner, and place dishes on the bound back, the bound men's back. The rapist would warn them that he would kill the couple if these items fell. Then he would go to assault the female victim. Some victims were later taunted by phone calls from the assailant. An officer on this case later said, quote, "The fear in the community was like something I had never seen before. People were afraid wherever they went." I don't blame them. Heck, I would too if there was a murderer and rapist walking around my town. But Joseph pleaded guilty before ever going to trial and is now serving 26 life sentences in the California prison. When he was sentenced, he was sent without the possibility of parole under a plea agreement that allowed him to avoid the death sentence. I feel like Joseph D'Angelo was a great pick to listen to and study about. I feel like all the little details that he did, as in, like, the attacks by the Golden State Killer were linked by similarities, such as the rapist usually wearing a ski mask and trying his victim's hands, like tying them, I'm sorry. So it's like the little details I love, to learn about. So thank y'all for listening, and we'll have another one next week.